Z62.
Back on downtown at 4:44 Friday afternoon. Time for some hockey talk as we head down to New Hampshire and hook up with the voice of the Maine Black Bears, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Hello, Rich. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. How was your journey down to Durham?
Oh, easy. Smooth sailing. Easy peasy.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Well, a big one tonight for the Black Bears, but let's go back first to last weekend. What were your thoughts after Maine came away with a win and a tie against BU?
Well, I very happy with the first night win. The second night, obviously, it's tough to have a lead and lose that lead with 20 seconds to go. So it was an opportunity for Maine to end the weekend with six Hockey East points. Obviously, we know that that didn't happen. Boston University was able to score 20 seconds left Saturday, force the overtime. So Maine comes away with 1 point as BU got the shootout victory, which is the extra point in league play. Hey, 4 points against BU, I don't think you can complain about that. But it would have been nice to get the sweep, but also don't want to be greedy.
No, absolutely not. Who played particularly well for the Bears last weekend?
Well, it was nice to see Owen Fowler get a couple of goals. He got the bookend goals on Friday as he scored a shorthanded goal to start that game and then added an empty netter. He's played really well for them, has been a great transfer for Maine from Lowell. Number 12, very physical player, not afraid to use his strength. Not the biggest guy on the ice, but I feel like one of the strongest. And so Owen Fowler was impressed with his play, but had been all year, but it was nice to see him get a couple goals on Friday.
Why just a single game with UNH this weekend?
So the UNH is one of the teams that Maine has to play three times this year due to the unbalanced number of teams in the league. There's only 11, or I shouldn't say only, there are 11 teams in the league. So there's no way to have a balanced schedule with 11, so they play a handful of teams four times. You play everybody twice, no matter what. You play everybody two times. And then there's a couple of teams, I believe it's four. I'd have to think about the math on that, but I believe it's four teams that you play three times, and you do two at home, one on the road. So New Hampshire's coming to Orono for a pair later in the season. And right now, this is their one-off against the Wildcats here tonight.
All right, New Hampshire off to a 4-3-2 overall start. Just one win in conference play so far. What's the strength of this Wildcat team?
Well, they're very, very experienced. And if you dig into that, you'll know that they are a team that was injured. Some of their players were hurt to start the season. So they are getting healthier. And they have a lot of experience. They've returned a lot of their players from last year. So it's a team that knows how to play in college hockey. They had a good season last year. They're not going to be nervous by the sellout crowd, the bright lights here tonight, the border battle Maine and New Hampshire. Shouldn't face them here at home. So their strength is their experience. They're also a good hockey team. They've got some great players. Ryan Comey is a great player. Cy LeClaire is a solid really solid player, really good player. So they're going to be ready. I would think the only area looking at them and getting ready for this game is goaltending. They don't have a ton of experience in net from what I've seen. So that could be an area where Maine can maybe capitalize and get an advantage here tonight.
What do the Black Bears have to do well to come away with a win tonight?
Well, I think continue to play, disciplined hockey, not give a team like New Hampshire that has that experience opportunities on the power play. Maine also has to continue to rely on their four lines, something we've talked about, Rich, throughout my calls here to the show and throughout the year. Mm. They've had four lines they can roll out, and Coach Barr talked about that at Boston College that first night late in the game. He didn't maybe he felt like he could have played that fourth line more than he did. So that was something he discussed with us, and he's mentioned it a few times that BC series at Boston College. So the relying on the four lines, fresh legs for 60 minutes, and not being afraid to put out that fourth line, which some teams don't have the depth that they can rely on those guys to play well, and Maine feels like they do. So just solid play throughout the four lines and the three defensive pairs, and if they can have that solid performance throughout their whole lineup, everybody play well, I think they'll be in good shape tonight, and maybe can sneak a road hockey East win away from New Hampshire,
and then back on the road again next weekend.
Are we back? Oh yes.
I thought I saw that.
Time, my friend. Yes, they're making a long trip to Troy, New York next weekend.
Are you sure?
On RPI.
Are you sure, John?
I can. Yes, I think I am. I'll talk to you about that next Friday. Okay?
You're like the coaches. You're just focused on tonight. We got one game tonight. That's all I'm thinking about because you know what? I hear, John, it's a border battle.
It is. It is. It's a border battle. Buffalo Wild Wings. I had to get that in. Cha-ching. So that's where we're at. Rich, thanks for the time. I actually have to run right now, if that's okay.
Get going. Get out of here. You got a game to call.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thanks, John. Drive carefully tomorrow. John Shields, or tonight, voice of the Black Bears, Maine at UNH, tonight on the Black Bear Sports Network. Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.